The Apostle John wrote in his first letter, chapter 3, beginning with verse 16, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. Whosoever hath this world's goods, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwells the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." John wrote a lot about love. That was one of the key words that John featured throughout all of his writing. It is because of the love life that John shared with Jesus and the prominence given to love in his writing that John earned the title of the Apostle of Love. In his Gospels and letters, he gave to the world a definition of love not to be found in the writings of any other writer, whether they be religious or secular. And such a declaration of love could only have been learned from a close relationship with Jesus Christ, the lover of all mankind. Through all of his spiritual development, John knew that the love of the Master held him captive. This is why he could speak of himself with the special emphasis as the disciple whom Jesus loved. More than 80 times John used the terms in his writings, and to him, the love of which Christ spake was not a mere sentiment, but a principle, a life-transforming virtue. The substance of what John records of divine love can be classified as the following. God is one of love. God loves his Son. God loves the disciples of his Son. God loves all men, as he tells us in chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's look at that verse again. It tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Should we not love the same world that God loved? He loved it to the extent that he gave his only Son. Should we not love that same world that he loved and gave his Son for? I think we should. God loves individuals. Paul said he loves me, and he gave himself for me. Christ taught that we should love one another. John says we are taught of God to love one another. Christ emphasized that love is the sum and substance of the law, and that the law can truly be kept only as one loves God and his fellows. In addition to his other gifts, John had a passionate love. To John, as he shows in his first letters, love is life. Love is proof of love, the test of love, in keeping Christ's commandments. God is love. And as he is so, so are we in this world. Deeply loved by Christ, John became an echo, a mirror reflecting an image, a musical instrument responding to the touch of the master hand. Had John known the expressive hymn of James Rowe, he would have sang that old song, "All my heart to him I give, ever to him I cling, in his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best song. Faithful, loving service to him belong. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else would do, love lifted me." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.